Texas veteran finally receives Purple Heart 57 years after Vietnam service. Texas Border Business, by Army Sergeant Catherine Devereaux, Office of the Chief of Army Reserve, U.S. DAL. 57 years after SPAC, 4 Raymond Williams was wounded in Vietnam, 1 Army Reserve non-commissioned officer made sure he finally had his moment. For then 19-year-old Williams, 1969 was shaping up to be a year to forget before it even began. On December 31, 1968, the young infantryman was being loaded onto a helicopter and evacuated out of the jungle with wounds that would take more than half a century to heal. A year earlier, almost to the day, Williams walked into a recruiting station and raised his right hand. He completed basic training, earned his paratrooper wings, and soon became the M60 gunner for his unit, Bravo Company, 4th Battalion, 503rd Infantry, 173rd Airborne Brigade. It was the weapon he carried into the central highlands of Vietnam, where Williams found himself in what he called a small firefight. "I just remember getting shot in the arm first, then the shoulder. I was trying to carry on, but my right arm was just hanging," Williams said. "I did the best I could." Military records confirm what happened. At approximately 10 a.m., local time, near the town of An Ky, Vietnam, an enemy AK-47 round tore through his right arm. The round fractured the bone in 2 places and lacerated the nerve leading to his forearm and thumb. 8 months later and permanently disabled from his combat wounds, Williams medically retired from the Army. "I remember getting on the chopper, and I didn't want to leave," he said. "I did not want to leave." Back home, Williams built a life. He worked as a pressman at the Easter Seals printing press, married and raised 3 children. Life was good, but the war never fully lost its grip. "The Department of Veterans Affairs was never prepared for us," he said. "We stood outside in a line in the ice cold to get into the hospital because they just weren't ready. But it was just what it was." Williams rarely spoke of the war. Like many veterans of that era, he battled with depression and did his best to cope with post-traumatic stress disorder, long before it had a name. "It was a tough, unpopular war. Coming home was tough," he said. "Nobody wanted to talk. You kind of bury it." Years passed, his family learned not to bring it up. Then, in 2025, Williams decided it was time. At 77, while in the hospital, Williams told his daughter Kelly he wanted to visit the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and finally receive the Purple Heart he had earned but never been awarded. Kelly Williams filed the paperwork with the National Personnel Records Center. Weeks later, she received confirmation. When the medal arrived in May, she contacted the Army to ask whether her father could receive it during their trip to Washington. She hoped it could be a surprise. It was a long shot. The family was deep into their travel plans from New Hampshire, and time was short. Army Master Sergeant Virginia Crutchfield was working at the Pentagon when the request came through, and immediately knew she had to make it happen. Crutchfield was on a year-long tour coordinating Medal of Honor ceremonies. Purple Heart presentations were not in her lane. She had just 9 days to pull it together, and the team shifted workloads so she could take on the mission. She handled every detail, from securing Pentagon space to arranging homemade brownies and cake. She said she was driven by an understanding of what soldiers of Williams's generation faced when they came home, the silence, the stigma, the lack of welcome. It drove her to make the moment right. "When I go out, people see me in uniform and say, 'Thank you for your service,' with a smile, sometimes with a hug. In their time, they didn't," Crutchfield said, her voice breaking. "It touched me. They go out and fight for us to remain free. It's the least we could do." On the morning of the ceremony, Williams arrived expecting a tour. He and his family, daughter Kelly, sons Eric and Mark, and grandson Finn, were escorted through the Pentagon to a corridor junction where a crowd had gathered. Unfamiliar faces, soldiers in uniform and Crutchfield. That's when he realized what was happening. Overwhelmed, he took Crutchfield's hand. All he could say was, you got me," she recalled, replying, "Sir, you did this. We are honored to do this for you." Retired Army Major General Philip Chern Sr., Army Reserve Ambassador, presented the award. "The Purple Heart is not an award soldiers seek," Chern said. "It is earned through blood, sacrifice and an unyielding commitment to the defense of this nation. Today, we correct the record. Today, we pin this medal where it has always belonged, on the chest of a paratrooper who gave his blood for our freedom. Finn Williams, 8, had practiced his speech for weeks while keeping the secret from his grandfather. There are some things in life that should never be lost, Finn said. Especially honor, sacrifice, and courage. Years ago, you earned this through your service and sacrifice for our country. Even though the medal was gone, what it represents never was. We wanted to make sure it found its way back home, to where it belongs. We are proud of you. We are grateful for you. We love you, Papa. For Kelly Williams, the ceremony was about more than just a medal. It is about ensuring that his story, his service, and his legacy are remembered, she said. We have hope that today provides our father with a measure of peace. Williams had one word to describe the ceremony: closure. It never goes away, he said of the memories that still haunt him. But it's a step in the right direction. This is probably good closure now. I feel like it's all out in the open. I feel good now, I feel good today. This is good, he added.